Hello, and welcome to...
Totally Acoustic, a home for unamplified music. Not what did my tongue, no, now that's what he's totally about and why it's called Totally Acoustic.
I'm MJ Hibbert, and this is a season finale for Totally Acoustic, which was a series of gigs that we've done over the past 3 months in a pub called The Lamb in Bloomsbury, where people basically played Totally Acoustically. It was lovely, and just to demonstrate that, here's the first song from Mr. Gavin Osborne.
I very briefly worked in Sainsbury's in East Dulwich, which is now not a 24-hour Sainsbury's anymore, which is awful. Which is one of the reasons I moved to the West Country. Turns out they don't have a 24-hour anything. Everything shuts at 5 around there, but still, you know, my search continues. Anyway, this song is a brief love song about my time there, and it's called Dear Stranger. Emptying the shopping from her recycled bag, she found a tattered envelope between the toilet roll and the bleach. And inside it was a letter written in red biro. So she read it aloud to herself. Dear stranger, I'm sorry if this comes out all wrong, I really promise. I don't mean to offend you, but when you walk in the supermarket and you pick up one of our shopping baskets, I feel like you are meant for me. I think you're lovely, my heart is jumpy as I check barcodes on your buy one get one free. Seeing you always makes my day, and I'm the man who served you today. I put this letter in your bag when I gave you change. I think of you when I'm on my night shift stacking, and I'll always help you with your packing. And I know that you feel the pressure of people behind you in the queue. But well, I understand, cause I feel that way too. Well, I know I'm sticking my neck out, but I love it whenever you choose my checkout. I'm not just the man on the till, I'm a chef. Well, at least I should be. I did a 6-week course in cookery, and I'd really like to cook for you. You know my smile, I've seen you catch it. You know my name because, well, we wear them on our badges. I'll just call you supermarket lady. Well, I promise that you won't miss out. I'll make sure you can use my 10% discount. But if you don't want it, I will understand, and I will see you soon anyway. This letter may have been a big mistake, but if you don't feel the same, I get it. But please pretend that you never read it, and I'll try and keep my feelings back in, and I'll always help you with your packing. Love, Gavin. P.S. You really should get a Nectar card. And when she'd finished reading, she put the letter on her bookshelf and made the assumption that it was meant for someone else. Thank you.
All right. And funnily enough, I have actually used my Nectar card every time I've been in Sainsbury's ever since that gig. So, you know, anybody who says that rock doesn't have a power to change people is wrong. Anyway, here with some more changing life affirming rock and roll is Dr. Neil Brown.
Now, this one might go horrendously wrong because it's very much a work in progress. Lecture's starting in about 6 weeks' time, and I'm thinking of combining it with the energy efficiency module. So I welcome any feedback at the end about whether or not you think it's a good idea. Investment, appraisal, guess accountants on your side. Much too wide if you try to hide from the good practice guide. Energy efficiency. Energy efficiency. Always block degree days. Get a high R squared. When your good regression plots, then you're almost there. Energy efficiency. Energy efficiency.
insulate your pipework, including flanges and valves. Contrary to popular wisdom, this will not increase leakage energy efficiency.
That was Winston Echo with a song that I think is called Robot Song, though lots of his songs are called Something Song, so I may just be presuming that. But it was ace, anyway. It was from the second gig we did, as indeed was this next song. This is Mr. Pete Green with Everything I Do Is Gonna Be Sparkly. Thank you.
Once you feared the critter you said, either way you're back where you began.
Christmas.
No.
Well then, I hope this song makes you think about your poor friends who do, because my birthday is next month, and it's really, really not a whole lot of fun having a birthday near Christmas. Not with my family anyway. They insist on joint birthday and Christmas presents. My mum always puts my birthday card in with my Christmas card just to rub it in, and she always puts £20 in it, which I then have to go out and spend on her Christmas present. You ask people to go out for a drink and they're like, oh, it's Christmas meal that night. Christmas meal, oh, I can't make it. We'll see for last orders maybe. Yeah, okay. And then it's like, where were you last night? Oh yeah, I went home with Julie from purchasing. And then and they say, you just think, oh, we'll just go out for a quiet meal this year. And you get in the restaurant and they hand you the menu and you open a little bit of clip art holly in the corner. And then, that's Christmas menu at the moment, mate. So anyway, this is called I'm Going to Kill Myself for Christmas. My birthday is near Christmas and I know this for sure. A birthday near to Christmas is no birthday at all. No, it never feels special, and it's always the same. If your birthday's near to Christmas, then I know you feel my pain. I'm gonna kill myself for Christmas to see how they like that. Pull crackers at my funeral and make the vicar wear his party hat. I'm gonna kill myself for Christmas to mark that special day. Put tinsel round my casket, sing carols at my wake. Oh Santa, I can feel the snow falling over my head. There you go.
Frankie Machine there, and I'm here to reassure you that he did not kill himself for Christmas in any way, shape or form, so don't panic about that. Nor did I, as far as I know, Jimmy from the Bob McGee's, who we've got next. Go, Jimmy.
It's a song about a movie called Harold and Maude, on the surface. But if you look a little further, it's about when your grandmother dies and leaves your grandfather on. When your grandfather dies and leaves your grandmother on her own. Which isn't quite so funny, is it? Listen even closer, it's the same chords down in the tube station at midnight. It's a circle of fifths. like a music lesson. Last night, we watched Harold and Maude and Be the End. Oh, I snuggled up close. I said I'd make the tea and toast, and well, after that, you'd better go, because bedtime, it was getting close, and well, you didn't want to miss your last bus home. Aye, we're just friends, and that's how it should stay. And all the other stuff would just get in the way. Around four, and I'm going to play my ukulele down at the shore. If you meet me, we can walk in the pier, and I'll win you a ring in the penny machines. You throw it into the sea, and well, that way we'll always know where it will be. Aye, we're just friends, and that's how it should stay. And we'll let all that other stuff get in the way. No, let's just be friends, aye, let's keep it that way. Let's not let all that other stuff get in the way. Bedtime, it's getting close, and bedtime is when I miss you the most. Bedtime, it's getting close, and bedtime is when I miss you the most. And well, if this isn't it, love, well, I don't know what it is, but I'll throw it away just for a kiss. I'll not lose my best friend. Well, that wouldn't be right for what a wee taste of honey on a Saturday night. Bedtime is getting close, and bedtime is when I miss you the most. I bedtime is getting close, and bedtime's when I miss you the most. And well, this isn't a love, well, I don't know what it is, but I'll throw it away. No, just for a kiss, aye. Just friends, and that's how it should stay. And let's not let all that other stuff get in the way. Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bugs bite.
Okay, this is a nice friendly song because I'm nice and friendly. Two, you can go, oh, like this as well. Shall we have a go?
Yes.
One, two, three, go. home, belly button, with fluff and stuff within. Oh, are you where my tummy stops, or where my legs? Wait for it, people just want to get over with really quickly. Begin. Well done, everybody. So well done.
And that was Jenny Lockyer with Belly Button from our next gig, which featured also perhaps the most contentious act I've ever booked for Totally Acoustic, because it might be argued that they weren't actually totally acoustic. This is Fakely Polytechnic, and if it's any help, none of their equipment was plugged into the mains or into an amplifier, so as far as I'm concerned, that's fine.
So much has been written about the creative process, hasn't it, ladies and gentlemen? The constant struggle between creative and critical and commercial success. How much of yourself to put personally into your own work? And
it's a puzzle. Sorry, I wasn't.
Future Music, however, magazine, however, has concentrated on rather more practical suggestions.
This is a tune about our creative music in the home techno studio.
This is an article written by Joe Kelly.
Oh, our friend Joe Kelly, yeah. He likes to write really difficult to remember lyrics. he's up for letting you borrow them. I spoke to Joe about how difficult his lyrics were to remember, and he said that, yeah, I've never performed them all the way through. I always just record them line by line, which, you know, gave us the fear.
So, you know, it's possible this has never been.
Like that.
So I'm...
So what I like to do first is get a kick drum, put it on the timeline, trim the back end, then copy it across on the long shit. It's your fucking lyric sheet.
Can I put it somewhere else? I don't know. That's good there.
Copy it across on the 1, 2, 3, 4. Drop it on the unbeat. On the unbeat. Glue the beats together into a 4-beat bar, if you will. Then copy up to 9. The bars are in the line and then the kick drums down. It's got to dominate the mix. Dominate the mix.
Then grab a hi-hat sample from your hard disk. Drop it on the sequence. On the offbeat. Glue them all together. Copy up to 9. Bars in a line, but mix it nice and low. Feeling the groove now, time to add a bass line. Side chain compression pumps with the kick. Feel the bass move now, copy up to 9. Bars in a line and mix it to the kick drum.
Now add a hand clap on the 2 and 4. If the beat's too minimal and need something more, maybe add percussion to fill out the groove. Swing it out nice and loose and make the dance floor move. And now to make it fat and dynamically flat, we drop a group channel into our virtual mixer. Choose a Bruno preset for a software compressor and fuck it up, bad style. Yes, fucking it up, bad style. It's what we specialise in. Specialise bad files, before the DJ whips the fader across in favour of the other.
So now you've got an engine driving your tune. It's time to add a synth line. Get yourself a hook. Hardware or software, mess with the presets or program your own. It's all the same to me. Put it in a MIDI track. Add some automation. Get it down. Get it locked. Make it sound tough. Or stick in a WAV file. If you're using hardware, you'll have more control, but you'll lose a bit of bite.
Another hook will arrange the track. We'll duplicate our sound loops right to the back. To the end of the tune where the beat runs out. Maybe 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes tops. Use our tracks like Elite Scratch Perry till the structure sounds compelling and the beats are varied. If the hook line's sounding like it's been overused, use some random plug-in sound effects to give it a boost.
Just a bunch of tips to help you on your way to the nightclub in your mind where the DJs play. Record after record of your thumping techno beats where the crowd responds by getting on their feet. It's good to crank it up and it's good to play it loud to make the gods of techno uncontrollably proud. And if turning up the volume is enough to make you smile, you'll be gurning like a nutter when you fuck it up, bad style.
Yeah, metronomic machine rhythms. So strict in tempo that not even the metronome can dream them up, and it's presumably quite boring, I suppose. revolution of factories where robot overlords oversee ex-musicians working on automated production lines producing brain upgrade skull caps for the children of the technocratic elite. Is it a cybernetic vision of a future utopia or humanity cocked up and fucked up bad style? I don't know.
This is a song about dating. It's my tip for the credit crunch, basically. I reckon everyone should be dating. I haven't paid for dinner since 2003, so it's it's going fine. Oh, period. No, that's not. She's got painted nails, bikini wax, faked her tan, bleached her moustache, dressed up in corsets and lace. Can't feel her legs, but who needs circulation anyway? It won't help you find a man. She's in the dating habit, saucepan ready to boil his rabbit. Tick tick biological clock, she only wants him for his completely healthy spermatozoa. She's playing for keeps, she's doing it right, and there's no way she'll be sleeping with him tonight. Well, maybe a quick one if he turns off the light. It might be her last first date tonight. His ideal woman's a playboy bunny. He thinks he's Hugh Hefner, but without the money. Don't care if she's not a model, as long as she has those bits that wobble. He's got a two-track mind. He's so confident about his tactic, he's already wearing a prophylactic. If I'm absolutely candid, he don't plan on finishing this night single-handed. Looking for a perfect partner, just someone who'll share loving and laughter and piss off the morning after. That's his last first day with her. Like unattractive cabin crew, love's not in the air. Genuinely, my dad, the only thing my dad has ever said about any of the songs he's heard of mine is like, I like the line about the condom. That's all.
And that was Helen Arney there from a gig that we had, I think, the least number of people for any of the gigs we've done this series, but one of the loveliest atmospheres, really, because we all sort of sat around a few tables and, oh, it was ever so nice. Hopefully that came across there. I'm sure it did. And we'll come across in the next one, which is from the same gig. This is Tim Evely, and this song is called Hidden.
To talk, and I to listen, and if I try, but still don't understand, will you help me? Lend me your ears, just for this evening. Well. this evening. If I woke up and you weren't there, if I went to bed without you, if I walked on into the evening, would you leave me? Well, would you leave me? Nothing. If I was no one, no hidden talents, nothing to offer you. Still love me? Well, would you still love me? Well, would you love me?
This is one of my favourite songs. Now, pretty much every time I've done this, I've said, this is my favourite song, because I like my songs. they're my favourites. And this is what this this song, I mean, because I think it's Christmas, so I think like nostalgia and is part of Christmas, or at least it used to be.
Hey!
So this song is about, this is my nostalgia for the year 1989/1990, when, believe it or not, I was a polytechnic student. That's how old I am, and it's about chips and it's called Chips and Cheese Pint of Wine, because we used to go to the Polytechnic. I'll explain what that is later. Because we had no money, you'll find out what that is later. We used to have a pint of wine to get us going for the evening. I think it was about £1 at the time, and then at the end of the evening we'd have chips and cheese. And so hence that's why this song is called Chips and Cheese Pint of Wine. Chips and cheese, pint of wine at the Polly Bop on a Friday night. Stone Roses, Nirvana and vanilla ice. Chips and cheese, pint of wine. The tights are all stripy, the shoes are all docks. We've rips in our jeans and holes in our socks. We're all bobbed and quiffed and our shirts are tie-dyed. Chips and cheese, pint of wine. While the Berlin Wall's come down and Thatcher's just gone, and we might dare to dream we'll not die by the bomb. It'll soon be tomorrow, but in the meantime, chips and cheese, pint of wine. The arena's been closed down, the kitchens have closed, We've widened our trousers and tightened our clothes. We're casual dancers who've drifted apart. But if you saw us now, you'd see we're not that far from chips and cheese, pint of wine and the Polybop on a Friday night, playing Daydream Believer as they turn on the lights. Chips and cheese, pint of wine.
That was me! Hooray! That song is one of my favourite songs, actually. I always find myself a bit moved by it because it is all true. In fact, one day at a time, we did a Validators gig back at the Students' Union, and me and Tim did talk quite loudly and at some length about chips and cheese, pint and wine, and that's why I ended up writing a song about it. Anyway, that was our final gig of the series, which also featured Andy Pocketbooks with this next song, which he did as part of a seasonal sort of theme for his set, which didn't really come across when I hack bits out of it for the podcast, but it was a really lovely idea, as indeed is this song.
This is the autumn song, and it differs from the others in that it's actually about autumn, or to be precise, the exact moment when summer becomes autumn. As the summer draws in, cold autumn mornings and new winter wardrobes sometimes have faded and over jobs grown. As the summer draws to a close, the town supermarkets start discounting shelves, 2-for-1 beach towels and cheap parasols. In June we dance under festival stars, September we're drifting apart. I can't shake the feeling I'm all of a sudden consigned to the summer recycling bin. Is this how it all ends? Now the summer draws in. Is this how it all ends? Now we're starting again as the summer draws in. Summer draws in. Vacation romances and summer encounters doused like the charcoal on barbecue sets. As the summer draws to a close, June to September has been and it's gone. You're turning the clocks back in more ways than one. In June you said I looked good in the sun. Now that the skies are overcast, the freckles that came have now faded away, and I feel like your cheap summer holiday fun. Now you're starting again as the summer draws in. Is this how it all ends? Now you're starting again as the summer draws in.
Racism's bad, well done, have a biscuit. Sing it out loud to the same old crowd. If everybody here agrees with me, maybe I should go and sing to the enemies. But no, I don't want to risk it. Don't you ever think that it's all just a big waste of time? Have you ever
see this ever first to change his mind. Move along, son, don't know. You're preaching to the converted, you might as well know. Move along, son, don't you know. You're preaching to the converted. Kiss the ladies, making speeches, and there's a point. Sorry, I missed it. Climbing up a ladder where opinion doesn't matter. All of my mates believe in me. Maybe I should run the whole country. I bet you can't resist it. Nobody's got any good red songs anymore. Billy Bragg's got all the shade in his 4x4. Move along, son. Don't you know? If you're preaching to the converted, you might as well go home. Move along. Don't you know, you're preaching to the converted. And I sit together with the dicks on the left, being just as nasty as the dicks on the right, leaving those stupid pricks in the middle having all the fun. Everybody's a dick, green, blue, yellow or red. You get a bit of power and it goes straight to your head. To take your spin and you need something and stick it up your bum. Wiggle it around while it's up there. That's your brain stuck on your bum. Move along, son. Don't you know? You're preaching to the converted. You might as well go home. Move along, son. Don't you know? You're preaching to the converted. Preaching to the converted. Come on. Preaching to the converted.
You can't beat a good old sing-along to finish off with, can you? That was, of course, that was Chris D.T. We're preaching to the converted from the last show, which ended the series, and then we all had several beers. It was lovely. It's all been really good fun doing this. Thanks ever so much for everybody who played in these shows. I really appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly did. And thanks to everybody who came, and also thanks for listening to the podcast, which was a bit of an experiment I wasn't sure about, but which we will be doing again when we start the series anew in March. The first one's on Tuesday the 8th of March. We've got Peter Buck Hill, Simon Fox, Short Stuff, Jenny Lockyer and me. And then we've got Superman Revenge Squad. This, you can hear the mouse now. I'm looking down to make sure I get it right. Superman Revenge Squad, Matt Tiller, Keto the Pops, The Understudies, Owen Tromans, former Utopia and lots more when I've got around to booking them coming up. All the details are on the website, which is www.totallyacoustic.com. And yeah, that's it. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.